Okay, we're going to begin here in the middle of Daf Yud by the two dots. The Gemara at this point has been going through each of the Tanaim and their opinions. So far in the Mishnah we've seen, or probably some are not in the Mishnah, but we have Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Then we yesterday saw Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and we saw Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Now the Gemara is going to Rabbi Meir's opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says that when it comes to the Sirim HaMusafim, Kaparanta Shaveh, that they all do the same thing. They all function in the same way. So starting out, first of all, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shimon that the Seir Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper al Tumata Kodesh, Basara Kodesh or Korban that is Tameh, that a Tahor person eats. So just like Rabbi Shimon, that's the Kapara of Rosh Chodesh. He learns out that a Gzera Shava from the Avon of Tzitz to the Avon of Rosh Chodesh. So from that, he has Rosh Chodesh. But then the Gemara wants to know, how does he get from the Avon of that Limud by Rosh Chodesh? How does he get it to all the other Karbanot? How do we know that they all function the same way or all they give the same Kapara? That's Gemara's question. Amar Rabbi Chamar by Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Meir. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Meir's position? So Amar Kra, so this is a Limud that we've seen many times now, which is, the Pasuk says, Seir Useir, that the Psukim by the Karbanei Musaf, by the Regalim, unnecessarily put a Vav Achibur in them. It could have just said in each of them, by the Musaf, Seir Achad Achatat, or Seir Achatat Achad Achatat, that you have a Seir. Why does it have a Vav Achibur, Useir? Hukshu Kol Esirim Zelezeh, that comes to teach us that all the Sirei Musafim have some sort of connection. Vav Musif Al Inyan Rishon. This Vav Achibur adds on to that which was prior to it, or that which was before it. Kasal Kadatko. So now the Havami of the Gemara at this point is Kol Chad Mechad Mechavrei Gamar. Now this actually works or functions in a daisy chain manner, which is that we know the din of Rosh Chodesh, and we saw that that comes from a Gzei Rishava, and Tosus tells us before that, well, it comes from a Gzei Rishava of Tzitz, so therefore it's not a real Gzei Rishava that cannot be passed on through a Hekesh, or we saw the reasoning of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is that since all the Rosh Chodesh and Regalim become equal in some way, or all the Musafim become equal in some way, it's not really a Gzer Shavu to a Hekesh, it's all one unit. Alright, so if we can do that, now what do? We say, fine, we have Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, we know what the din is. Then we have, right afterwards, Pesach. Pesach has a Vav Achibur. So Pesach has the same din as Rosh Chodesh before it. After that, we have Shavuot. Shavuot has the same din as Pesach before it. After Shavuot, we have Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah will have the same din as Shavuot, and so on and so forth. It'll go down the line. Each one will learn from the one before, because there's a Vav Achibur. Now, there is one problem with this type of limud, which is that there are two Sirim that actually do not have a Vav Achibur in them. One of them is Shavuot, and one of them is Yom HaKippurin. The Gemara, in a few seconds, will actually ask this question, but not on this part of the Gemara. Tosa says the reason the Gemara doesn't ask it over here on this Havamina is because the Gemara assumes, even if, for instance, Shavuot doesn't have the Vav Achibur, nevertheless, Pesach before it, and Rosh Hashanah afterwards do. So the fact that the before and after also have a Vav Achibur will include or somehow subsume the Shavuot that's in between them, and therefore we continue with this daisy chain, even though one or two of them do not have the Vav Achibur. So because of that, we have a daisy chain down. But now we run into a problem that Tosfos has raised in numerous places along the way here, which we spoke about yesterday, which is Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaTorah Kula L'meidim L'meid Min HaMeid. That whenever it comes to the whole Torah, you can learn in a second derivative manner, which means that if I have information about A, and it teaches me about B, then I can take that information in B and also teach me about C. That's how we can learn a Hekesh to another Hekesh. Information that is provided by A to B can then be used from B to C. That's true throughout the Torah, except the exception to that is Chutzmi Kodoshim, Shalim Lamed Milamed. In Kodoshim, you can only have first derivative Limudim, which means that if I have information in A, I can learn B from it. If I want to learn that same information to C, I can't take it from B. I need C to learn it directly from A. Now, over here, we're actually using a daisy chain to do this limud. That means I know information about Rosh Chodesh. I have a Hekesh to Pesach, and then there to Shavuot, and then to Rosh Hashanah. I'm doing a daisy chain. I'm doing A to B, B to C, C to D. How does that work in Kodeshim? That doesn't work. So Gemara says, no kasha. Kulu mikama gamrei. We're all learning it all out of Rosh Chodesh. We know they did by Rosh Chodesh. And then the Vav Achibur doesn't reference back to the Karban Musaf right before it, but references back to the Tchilat HaParsha, the beginning of this Parsha. In the Parsha of the Karbanot Musaf, we have the Tamid starts out, then you have Shabbos, and then you have the Parsha Moadot. Parsha Moadot starts in Rosh Chodesh and goes all through all the Moadim. So if that's the case, when we say, ooh, the Vav Achibur is referencing back to the Koteret, the head of that Parsha, is Rosh Chodesh. So every time each individual Karban Musaf is not referencing the one before it, but rather referencing the beginning of the Parsha of the Moadim or Rosh Chodesh. Well, if that's the case, that works very nicely now. Now we don't have a lamed min lamed. It refers back to the Tosfos yesterday. How can we still learn out of this Rosh Chodesh? Because Rosh Chodesh is also learned as Ger Seir Shoba from the Tzitz. That we dealt with yesterday. But nevertheless, if they're all learned out of Rosh Chodesh, we're no longer using second derivative learning in Kodoshim. The Gemara says, okay, that works great. Tina called Dichtibe Usiir. That works well for any item that has Usiir, the Vav HaChibur in it. But as we mentioned before, there are actually two Sirei Musafim that don't have Sirei Chatat, the Musaf, that don't have it. That's a Tzeret and Yom HaKippurim, right? Shavuot and Yom Kippur, both missing the U, the Vav HaChibur. Lota Behu Seir Minolon. How are they going to be connected? Again, before Tosfos said, when we did it in a daisy chain manner, they were caught between other Sirei Musafim that did have the Vav, so they would have been included through the other Sirei Musafim. But now, when each one has to individually reference back to Rosh Chodesh, they can't stand alone, because they don't have a Vav HaChibur. Now you have Atzeret, you have Shavuot, and you have Yom HaKippurim, that both don't have a Vav HaChibur. It's connected back to Rosh Chodesh. So what are you going to say over here? So that's Elamar Biona, Amar Kral. The pasuk says, Elu Tasil Hashem Be'Moadechem. There's a pasuk that's Kolel, that joins together all the Moadim, Hukshu Kol Moadim Kulam Zilazeh. It makes it into one bundle, makes all the Moadim into a single bundle, starting from Rosh Chodesh all the way to Shmini Atzeret. All the Moadim now are bundled together. When they're bundled together, it means all the Seirim can have a Limud together from that bundle. We don't need each one individually learn from Rosh Chodesh. We don't need a daisy chain. We have simply all the Seirim Musafim are together. Sirei Chatat Musaf, starting from Rosh Chodesh all the way through all the Moadim, are all a single unit because of this pasuk that's kolel, that enjoins them together, which is Elu Tasil Hashem Bimo Adechem. So because of that, we can put it together. This also is what Tosfos was saying yesterday's daf. If you remember, Tosfos asked yesterday about the fact that Shavuot and Yom Kippurim don't have the Vav HaChibur, so how could they be learned from the Limud? So Rabbeinu Tam quoted this Gemara and says, when the Gemara said Seir Useir, it meant Vechule and etc. All the way down to the answer of Rabbi Yonah, who thinks that it's referencing Elu Tasil Hashem Bimo Adechem, not that they literally from Seir Usiir, but rather from this kolel, this grouping of all the Seirim together. And that's how we solved the problem yesterday, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Right now, the Gemara says, wait a minute, you made one big assumption here. You made one big assumption. It's nice that you can put all the Moadim together, but since when is Rosh Chodesh a Moed? I mean, true, you can call all the other holidays Moadim, but what about Rosh Chodesh? You're including Rosh Chodesh as the lead Moed. Where does Rosh Chodesh get the name of Moed from? So when it says, Va Rosh Chodesh, Lav Moedu. So Ivra, Rosh Chodesh Nami Ikrei Moed. Is that really true? No, it is. Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed. Kedamar Abayi, because like Abayi says, Gemara in Tanit is in Yonah Dioma, Domar Abayi Tamuz Da'i Shata. The Tammuz of the second year in the Midbar, the year that the Jews sent the Meraglim into Eretz Yisrael, was Miluye Malyu. They made it into a Malay that year. Dichtiv, because it says in Eicha, Kare Elayim Moed Lishbor Bachurai. So let's explain. Generally, like in every year, it happens to be that Rosh Chodesh Av is only one day of Rosh Chodesh. That's because Tammuz is always Chaser. Like this year, Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh Av is only one day. Tammuz is always a Chaser. So the Abayi says in the year, the second year in the Midbar, Tammuz was a Malay. Why does he want it to be a Malay? Because if he brings it out a Malay, it means that the 40 days that the Meraglim left, when Moshe sent them out, until the time that they returned, means they returned on the 8th of Av. And it says on that, in the Chumash, in Parshat Shlach, it says that by the Kuba Lailah Od, that they cried on that night. Well, that night would be the night after the Meraglim returned. If the Meraglim returned on the 8th, the night they were crying, it was the 9th. And the reason Bai wants that is because he wants to say, Atem Bechitem Bechia Shel Chinam, you cried unnecessarily. Ani Koveh Bechia L'Dorot, that was going to be a night that's designated for crying forever. And we know that the Beit HaMikdash, or both Beit HaMikdash, the Shot were destroyed on 9th of Av. So by having it be a Malay, it turns out that that Bechiyah is on the night of the 9th of Av. So that's what it means over here. The pasuk says, Karu Alay Moed, you called it a Moed. What do you mean a Moed? You made Tammuz a Malay that year, Lishbor Bachurai, in order that the Bechiyah will come out on the 9th of Av, and that will be a night that is Lishbor Bachurai, which will be destroy my people, or destroy the Mikdashot. So that's why it's called Karu Alay Moed. But the Moed there is referring to the Moed of Rosh Chodesh. Now, truthfully, the Pshata Pasuk is really that it's almost a cynical term or usage of the word Moed. It's Karalai Moed. They made it a holiday to destroy us. I mean, that in Eicha, it's referencing the enemy. The enemy made it. It was a day of festivities, meaning festivities in the killing of the Jews. But that's not that's the Pashto of the Pasuk. But here, the Gemara takes it out of that context and says, Karalai Moed, you created a day of Moed, meaning an extra day of Rosh Chodesh, Lishbor Bachurai, in order that the Bechiyah will come out on the 9th of Av, which is the night that the Mikdashot will be destroyed. So if that's the case, now we can have that hekesh or that general hekesh between all the moladot, including Rosh Chodesh. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Umode Rabbi Meir B'Sira Naseh Bifnim. Now even though Rabbi Meir believes that all the Sirei Musafim do the same thing, nevertheless the Sirei Naseh Bifnim does something different. Shu'einu Mechaper Kaparatan. It's not equal to them. V'heinu Mechaperim Kaparato. They do their own kapara, and it does its own kapara. Hu'einu Mechaper Kaparatan. The Sirei Naseh Bifnim doesn't do what the other Sirei Musafim do is, because it says kapara achat. Mechaper V'heinu Mechaper Shtei Kaparot. The Sirei Naseh Bifnim, it says kapara achat, one kapara, not two kaparot, is the lima that we saw before. So if it only accomplishes one kapara, it covers its own kapara, and not the kapara of all the other musafim. Heinein mechaprim kaparato, they don't, mean the other Sirei Musafim don't encompass what's included in the Sirei Naseh Bifnim, because it says, amakor achat pashana kapara zu. Kapara zu lo te'ei el achat bishana. When it says achat pashana, means this kapara will only take place once a year, not multiple times. If it is included in the other maladot, then it is multiple times. So therefore you see, Rabbi Meir has the Sirei Naseh Bifnim in its own world, and all the other Sirim are together, and they have a joint limud that joins them all together. So Gemara says, Tanya Nami Ochi, we have a braita that supports this understanding of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Meir. Ashein ba yidia lo betchila velo besof. If you have something that doesn't have yidia both the beginning and end, ashein ba yidia betchila avayishya ba yidia besof, or something that does not have yidia in the beginning but has yidia besof, val taor shachal etatamei, or a Tahor that eats the Tamei, Si'irei Regalim, B'Si'irei Rosh HaChadashim, B'Si'irei Naseh B'Chutz Mechaprim, Devi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi says it takes care of all those issues, the issues for Rabbi Yehuda, which are assigned to the Si'ir HaChutz, and to the Si'irei Rosh HaChadashim, and for Rabbi Shimon, which is also assigned to Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, and the Si'irei Regalim. Those Limudim, according to Rabbi Meir, all those Si'irim do the same thing, and they all function the same way. They capture all those items. All those items mean a Tahor that ate the Tamei. That means that if there is no yudiah in the beginning, but yudiah basof, or there's no yudiah whatsoever, those are all covered by those sirim, Rosh Chodesh, and the regalim, and the seir naseh b'chutz by Yom Kippurim. Ve'ilu the seir naseh b'fnim is by itself, shayara v'kaparatan nami shayara. It's on its own. I mean, it stands alone, and the kapara of the musafim also stand alone. What's the kapara of the Sirei Naseh Bifnim? It's yidiyah b'tchila, shein ba yidiyah b'sof. That's taken care of the Sirei Naseh Bifnim, and that's not affected or not helped by the other Sirim. And the other Sirim also, whatever their mechaper on the Sirei Naseh Bifnim does not affect. So that Rabbi Yochanan's position or explanation of Rabbi Meir, you see in a braita that Rabbi Meir limits this idea of all the Sirim being the same to all the Sirim b'chutz, not the Sirei Naseh Bifnim. Now we have Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the Mishnah, which you have dealt into a little bit, is that the Sirim that come along do different functions, but their different functions start from something that Rabbi Yehuda does not have. And that is that Rabbi Shimon believes that the Seer of Rosh Chodesh takes care of Tahor Shachal Etatamei. That's right. Shimon of Seer of Sheikh Hadashim Mechaprim Tahor Shachal Etatamei. The Regalim take care of Hashem Bayidia Lod Tchila Velo Basof. And Yom Kippur Mechapr Hashem Bayidia Betchila Avayishya Bayidia Basof. So that's Rabbi Shimon's breakdown. He has a similar breakdown to Rabbi Meir about what's being included here, but because he separates between Rosh Chodesh and the Regalim, and he separates with Seir of Yom Kippur, but he keeps them all separate. Each one does its own individual kapara. Means that Seir Rosh Chodesh deals with Taor Shachal Etatamei. Regalim deal with Ein Yediyah B'Tchila, Ein Yediyah B'Sof. Yom Kippur B'Chutz deals with Ein Yediyah B'Tchila, V'Yesh Yediyah B'Sof. So each one has its own individual kapara. So now, the Gemara wants to know about this Rabbi Shimon. Wait, where do we know this? Bishlamo de Rosh Chodeshim lo mechapriya de regalim. I understand why Rosh Chodesh can't cover what the regal does. Damar kra avon, avon echadu nosev, venosev shnei avonot. That we already know from, we learned this yesterday, in yesterday's daf, that when we learned the gzeir shavav, avon avon, avon's ring in the singular. So it's avon and not avonot. So Rosh Chodesh can only do one kapara. So Rosh Chodesh can't do it plus what the regalim do. Elo de regalim nechapriya de Rosh Chodeshim. Why can't the regalim cover what Rosh Chodesh does? Why can't the regalim do what it wants plus what Rosh Chodesh does? Samakra ota. We saw this again yesterday. By Rosh Chodesh, it says ota. Ota no se avon, vein acher no se avon. Rosh Chodesh is unique in the kapara that it provides. No one else, no other musaf covers that. So now, we understand why Rosh Chodesh and regalim do their own function. Now, bishlam ad regalim lo mechaprim ad yom kippurim. It makes sense why the regalim don't cover what Yom Kippur does. Damakra achat bashana. Kaprazu lo tei el achat bashana. The Yom Kippur Kapara is unique, that only happens once a year, and nothing else can do it. Well, if it was on the Regalim, then it would happen more more than once a year. So the regalim can't cover what's on Yom Kippur. El Yom Kippur nechapra the regalim. Why don't we say the Yom Kippur covers what the regalim do? It can cover its what itself does, meaning that its own kapara plus the regalim. That we also learned earlier, 2 days ago, that it's kapara achat. It only provides one kapara and not two kaparot. Mar says, wait a minute. When you saw a kapara achat bashana, that's a posuk that's found in the end of Parshat Tetzaveh by the Mizbeach HaKtoret, and that's referencing the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim. When we're talking about the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim, how can you learn from the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim about something about the Seir HaNaseh Bachutz on Yom Kippur? Here you're trying to tell me that the Seir HaNaseh Bachutz can't incorporate the regalim because of Achat Bashana. Achat Bashana, that's referencing the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim. So Gemara says, Zemar Kura Achat Kapara Achat Mechaper Min Shtei Kapara Vah Kiktiv Achat B'Seir HaNaseh Bifnim Udichtiv. So Gemara says, Zemar Kura, that we have the Hekesh for, this is the Hekesh we've seen until now, the Hekesh between the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim and the Seir HaNaseh Bachutz, which is, by the Seir HaMusafim, by Yom HaKippurim, it says, Milvad Chatat HaKippurim. Besides, the Korban, the Seir HaChatat that's brought as part of the Korbanei Musaf, is besides the Chatat HaKippurim. What's the Chatat HaKippurim? Chatat HaKippurim are the Parin Seir and Aseh Bifnim. Those are the Chataot of Yom Kippur. V'itkish Chitzon Lipnimi. And therefore there's a Hekesh between the Seir and Aseh Bachutz to the Seir and Aseh Bifnim. And that Hekesh provides us that what is true of the Seir and Aseh Bifnim, it only provides one Kapara and not multiple Kaparot. So too, the Seir and Aseh Bachutz has one Kapara and not multiple Kaparot. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, each one of the Karbanot does its own kapara, and no other kapara. The Seir HaNaseh Bifnim that does Yediya B'Tchila She'en B'Yediya B'Sof, because that we learn out from the Chol Chatutam, and we also know Achat B'Shana, that it only does one kapara, and nothing more than that. Seir HaNaseh Bachutz covers En Yediya B'Tchila V'Yesh Yediya B'Sof. How do we know that? We know that because we have, again, Achat B'Shana can only provide one type of kapara, and it's hukash to the Seir HaNaseh Bifnim, so it has to have some form of yidiyah. If it's some form of yidiyah, the only one left is yidiyah basof that doesn't have yidiyah b'tchila. So that's how we know the Seir HaNaseh Bachutz takes care of any yidiyah b'tchila, yesh yidiyah basof. Come to Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, we say, takes care of a tohor shachal tatameh. Now we learned that in yesterday's daf. That comes from the gzera shava to the tzitz. Then the regalim, we learn out, and the regalim cover a case of en yediya b'tchila, ben yediya b'sof. How do we know that? That we again also learned yesterday, that there is a hekesh of seir u'seir, that the seir regalim are compared to seir Rosh Chodesh, not to provide the same kapara, but to provide kapara in the same category, and that is in the category of kodesh, and the only thing left for them to cover, we said before, is that which is en yediya b'tchila, ben yediya b'sof. And again, they can't cover the same thing as Rosh Chodesh, because avon v'lo avonot, and it can't cover the same as Rosh Chodesh, because it says otah. Otah of Rosh Chodesh is unique, and nothing else can cover it. So that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon throughout. Rabbi Shimon also has a little addition to his shita there, which is they asked him a question in the Mishnah, can you use the seirim? Can you use the seir from one to the other? And over there, Rabbi Shimon says, sure you can. And the Gemara says, they ask him in the Mishnah, how could you do that? They're kaparatan and shabeh. He says, no, because they all come on the same category of kapara. On the Mishnah, Rashi says, that means they were asking him, can you use the seir from Bechutz of Yom Kippur for Rosh Chodesh? Or Rosh Chodesh for the regalim? That was the question. Tosfos over here, which really should be on the Mishnah, Tosfos over here says no, that when Rabbi Shimon said that, he meant, can I use the seer of this Rosh Chodesh for the next Rosh Chodesh? Can I use the seer for this regal for the next regal? Not that we're mixing and matching between regal and Rosh Chodesh, or Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur. Each category remains independent. But within those categories, if I already took out a seer that was supposed to be for the Avonot until this point in time, and then now I'm going to use it for Rosh Chodesh in the future, well, that's for the new Avonot, not the past Avonot. So can I do that? And the answer of Shimon is yes, because it's the same kapara. I mean, that it gets discharged when it's a new seir is brought in that Rosh Chodesh. That took care of the other Avonot. That means that the seir is now discharged of all Avonot. And then when you reuse it in the following Rosh Chodesh, it now takes on the new Avonot. That's the way Tosfos learns it. He doesn't allow you to mix and match, whereas Rashi does allow you to mix and match. Now we have one more opinion in the Mishnah, and that is in Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's explanation of Rabbi Shimon. In that case, the Karbanot all have separate kapara, but they're cumulative. Meaning that each Karban provides a certain kapara, and then the next Karban provides that kapara plus. So now the Gemara wants to know, how is that learnt out from the Mishnah? Because if you remember what the Mishnah says, is that Mishimono Yehuda Omer Mishmo, or in the name, Mishmo means here, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, Ksirei Roshei Chadashim, Chaprim HaTahor Shechalat HaTameh. Number one, Mosif Aleyem Regalim. The Regalim add to them, they do Tahor and Tameh, plus they do En Yediya B'Tchila V'En Yediya B'Sof. Then you go to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur does everything Rosh Chodesh and the regular does, plus it does its own, which is any diyah b'tchila b'yesh diyah b'sof. So each one is additive to the one before it. So now, how does he get that? Now again, we had Rabbi Shimon now just explain how we can't learn from one to the other. We have all these miutim that say each one has its own unique kapara. So how does he get around that problem? So here, that's what the Gemara is going to ask him right now. How does he get around this issue? How can it be that Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper on the regular? Because the avon is in the singular, it means Rosh Chodesh can only take care of one avon. So why not regalim nami? No, mechaperu ad Rosh Chodeshim. Let's say the regalim should not capture what's in Rosh Chodesh, because the lima we just saw in Rabbi Shimon, damar akra, ota. Otahu no se avon, vein acher no se avon. Meaning that the Rosh Chodesh takes its own avon, and nothing else can carry that avon. So Gemara says, otah lo mashmalei. That's, otah is not mashma. He doesn't learn that limud. Now Tosus points out, when it means that he doesn't learn otah, doesn't mean he doesn't learn it at all. I mean, he has to learn otah somewhat, because if he doesn't learn otah at all, then why don't we learn from the regalim that they just capture what Rosh Chodesh does and nothing else? Why do the regalim have something else to them? So what Tosfos says, he modifies the limud of otah for Rabbi Shimon Yehuda p. Rabbi Shimon. He says the otah means that no karban can do the exact same kapara, but it can do additional kaparot. So that's the answer of otah. Before, until now, we've been learning the word otah means that it's exclusive, meaning that it can only, the Rosh Chodesh does this kapara and nothing else can do this kapara. Well, because Rabbi Shimon Yehuda says no. What it can't do is that it can't mimic the kapara of Rosh Chodesh. So if the regalim only took care of the same kapara as Rosh Chodesh, then in Ochanami, it wouldn't work. But now that the regalim, we learned from the regalim that they can cover, well, it's something else. Meaning that they can take care of any diabet chilav, any diabet sof. Once they have their own unit, then you have otah, doesn't matter anymore. They're not uniquely doing the kapara of Rosh Chodesh, they have their own kapara. Plus Rosh Chodesh, that's allowed. That's not excluded by otah. So that's the answer. Rav Shimon is still darshins otah, but otah lo mashalei means that otah just tells me that no karban can do the exact same kapara as Rosh Chodesh. What it can do is another kapara plus Rosh Chodesh. That's not excluded from the word otah. So that's the first limud. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about when it comes to Yom HaKippurim? So now we're going to have to do, Maishna de regalim delo mechapre Yom Kippur. Why do the regalim not capture that which is in Yom Kippur? Damakra, achat pashana. Kaprazu lo te'el achat pashana. It should only happen once a year. Yom Kippur's kapra happens once a year, not multiple times a year. So therefore the regalim can't cover Yom Kippur. So yochi de Yom HaKippurim nami lo nechapre regalim. Why should the Yom Kippur cover what the regalim do according to this? It says achat k'tiv, kapra achat mechaper v'inu mechaper shtei kaparot. We said before that yet achat means that the Seirim of Yom Kippur only provide one kapara, not multiple kaparot. How come you can learn one of the limudim, not the other limud? Gemara says, achat no mashmalei. Ma'achat, he doesn't learn that limud. Gemara says, why not? Why isn't it mashmalei? T'chi k'tiv achat b'sir nase bifnim. Because achat b'shana, as we said until now, is really about the sir nase bifnim, not the sir nase b'chutz. So therefore it doesn't have that limitation. Gemara says, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's playing games now. Why? Because that's the case. You want to say that this is all from the Seir Naseh B'Fnim. The whole pasuk is written by Seir Naseh B'Fnim. Seir Naseh B'Fnim is Achat B'Shana, and Achat B'Shana Yichaper Alav. You can't learn. If that's all from Seir Naseh B'Fnim, that means that you have nothing to stop you having the regalim cover Yom Kippur. Because it says kapara achat b'shana, this won't be once a year. Well, that's also written by Seir Naseh B'Fnim. So why can't the regalim cover that which is Naseir Chitzon? If you want to say the Seir Chitzon has nothing to do with that pasuk, then you've opened up a two-way street where the regalim can cover Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur can cover the regalim. You can't have it one way and not the other. So it says ki k'tiv achat b'Seir Naseh B'Fnim k'tiv. The Gemara says no. The olam achat mashmalei. I'm sorry. No. Achat, he does learn the limud of achat. He has the hekesh from Seir Naseh B'chutz to Seir Naseh B'Fnim. So what's the differentiation between Yom Kippur to the Regalim and Regalim to Yom Kippur? Shani Ocha Damakwa, because the pasuk says, V'chiper Aron al Karnotav Achat Bashana. Because here it says, the Achat Bashana is limited to Karnotav. Karnotonav is the Mizbeach HaPnimud Uchu Kapar Achat Mechaper V'inu Mechaper Shtei Karot HaDechitzon Afelu Shtei Kaparot. So now, if you remember back when we learned this pasuk of the Hekesh between the Pnim and the Chitzon, when we dealt with the Kapara Achat Pashana, there's actually a Machlokas Rashi about how these Limudim work and Tosafot. Rashi over there says that it said Achat Pashana twice. First Achat Pashana, which is Chiber Aron Al Konotav Achat Pashana, teaches me Kapara Achat Velo Shtei Kaparot. It can only provide one Kapara, not two, because there the Chiber was close to the Achat Pashana. Then the second time it says Achat Pashana Yichaper Alav. So Chabesh Nachaper Alav came to teach us that this is unique. Unique to once a year. The Chatat HaKippurim only happens once a year, and it can't happen in multiple times. So Rashi says, from the fact that it says the Chabesh not twice, is where we get the two limudim. So now Rashi explains, this is the difference of Shimon by Yehuda. Let's look at this carefully. Like the Gemara says, in the first part of the Pasuk, where I say you learn out, Kapra Achad, Lo Shtei Kapra, it says, Kikipera Ron Al Karnotav Achad Bashana. Where does it say there's only one Kapra once a year? Al Karnotav. That's on the Mizbech HaZahav. Anything that's done on the Mizbech HaZahav can only provide one Kapra, not multiple kaparot. Well, the Seir and Aseh B'chut has nothing to do with the Mizbech HaZahav. That's done on the Mizbech HaChitzon. Whereas the next kapara, which is Chatat HaKippurim, Achat B'Shana Yechaper Alav, that the Chatat HaKippurim is unique, that its kapara is provided once a year and not multiple times. That's said about the Chatat HaKippurim. That's said about the Korban itself. The Seir and Aseh B'fnim, the Par and Aseh B'fnim. If that's the case, you can have the Hekesh to the Chitzon. So there you have Seir and Aseh B'chut is Hukash, the Seir and Aseh B'fnim. So what Rashi points out here is that the two limudim, the separate limudim, one of them you can have a hekesh, one of them you cannot have a hekesh. The Seir and Aseh B'chut is Hukash to the Seir and Aseh B'fnim when it's talking about the Seir and Aseh B'fnim. That's Chatat HaKippurim. When it's talking about that, you have a hekesh, and that's talking about Achat B'Shana Yechaper Alav, that kapara only happens once a year, not multiple times. So that teaches me that the kapara of Yom HaKippurim and the Seir HaChitzon cannot be on the regalim. On the other hand, the other limud, which says that the chatat, that Yom Kippur provides one kapara and not multiple kaparot, that said, not about the Seir and Aseh B'fnim, but rather about the Mizbeach HaZahav. Those kaparot that brought on the Mizbeach HaZahav only provide one kapara. Well, that's unique to the Seir and Aseh B'fnim. It has no implications on the Seir and Aseh B'chutz. If that's the case, then only the Seir and Aseh B'fnim is limited by the kapara achat v'lo shtei kaparot, but the Seir and Aseh B'chutz is not limited, and therefore the Seir and Aseh B'chutz can cover it, plus the regalim, plus Rosh HaChodesh. So that's no problem. We've covered everything that we need. That's Rashi the Shitato. If you remember, Tosfos over there brought from the Shemari that the limud is not from the multiple times it says Achat Bashana, but rather because of each it says Achat and it says Bashana. Achat each means one kapara, and Achat Bashana means once a year. So over here, Tosfos has to say, again, that the difference in limud over here has to relate to the fact that there's only one time it says Achat Bashana. So how does Tosfos differentiate over here? That Tosfos, who thinks that the whole limud comes from the one time it says Achat Bashana, over here Tosfos Lashitato is going to have to explain that for Rabbi Shimon bar Yehuda, it's easier, or it's more obvious to him to learn Achat Bashana once a year, rather than Achat, meaning one kapara, and not multiple kaparot. And that is likely because the word Achat is juxtaposed to the Al Karnotav, versus the Bashana, which is juxtaposed to Midam Chatat HaKippurim. That could be the suggestion of why he figures one is more likely to be put into the Hekesh, while one is not put into the Hekesh.
Okay, we're going to stop over here. This next sugya continues all the way through Yud Aleph. If we enter the sugya, you really have to go all the way through Yud Aleph to complete it, so we'll do that in tomorrow's daf.